No, we don't communicate the same way. We have very distinctly different communication styles. That much is very true. I don't dispute that you love me. Thank you for that. Well, okay. If you don't have anything else to add, then I guess we've covered it. So, what do we do? I think we both know the answer to that. I think we just don't really want to admit it, right? Because that's the hard part. That's the part that sucks. That's the part that, as much as we know it's the right thing to do, it's gut-wrenching, and it's the thing that you don't want to do. I don't think we can have the friends conversation yet. This is a little bit too painful right now. Why? Because you're standing there in front of me, and you're you. You're the person that I've come to associate with safety and comfort and home. But not just that. You're everything I think of when I think of passion and love. You're the person that I think of when I think of pure joy and pure happiness. And when we leave here today, you're going to be the person that I think of when I remember why I feel like my insides are being torn apart. So I don't think the friend conversation is quite quite appropriate yet. Okay? Don't look at me like that. We both know this has to happen. We both know it's inevitable. We both know that this is what's been happening already. So, let's just, you know, rip off the band-aid and get it over with, right? That was always my least favorite thing when I was a kid, is getting hurt and having to put a band-aid on it. The wound was never the worst part. It was always ripping off that fucking band-aid. And my mom would always say, just rip it off fast, it'll hurt less. But it didn't. Never made it hurt less. Just made it sharper. Because it happened all at once. And that's what we're about to do. So let's just do it and be done, okay? Don't. You're too close. Yeah, you keep asking me why. Because with you standing that close to me, I can't think, and I need to be able to think. I need to be able to do this. And you, yeah, I know. I'm shaking. I can't help it. The knot in the pit of my stomach feels like a bowling ball right now, and it's stupid and cliche and horrible, but it's true. So just kiss me and say goodbye and be done with it.